Hi, I'm Tripp, and this was a pre-recorded program that was held live. If you'd like to find out about the next show, just reach out to me on social media, and I would like to hear from you. So, let's connect. Hey, Internet, how you doing? It's Tripp and Lizzie again. Here we are on Saturday night, day two of the Corona apocalypse, zombie apocalypse. Sorry, I couldn't get that out. Drinking Corona. I don't understand this day, and I'm going to pull Lizzie up here. Lizzie's right here, and we're both drinking Corona because apparently that's what you're supposed to do on a Corona virus day.
Cheers. Plus, let everybody know we have two.
Yeah.
We have backup.
Yep. We got a backup.
Day two. So, day three, we three.
So I don't understand. You know, it says coronavirus 19, and I looked all day for a 19 pack. I could only find a 24 and a 12.
You were lucky you found 24 or 12. Some people don't find one, but I guess we're lucky because we know.
Yeah, well, you sure can't find chicken. I mean, if you want a really good stock investment, Purdue sold out nationwide. Their earnings are going to be nuts next time.
Did you do this on purpose?
Talk about no waste. Yeah. Talk about no waste. What an earnings thing for them. I was looking for Twitter to see if we're broadcasting over there. I really can't tell. And the other thing I got to do is I got to pull up the super chat because we had people trying to talk to us. Yeah, so we are on Twitter. I see that. Let me see if I can pull up the super chat because last time we were actually getting messaged on Twitter and on YouTube.
I know. I was seeing it. A lot of people were on and they were talking to us and putting comments and little hearts and saying hello to Tripp and hello to Lizzie. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I didn't see it while we were live. So
I did. I was able to see it, but today, no, we weren't. I'm sorry. I saw it afterwards. I'm a liar. Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not okay. Okay.
Well, how do you find your? Yeah. So I really don't know. It looks like. Oh, it doesn't look like anybody's watching it on Twitter anyway. So.
So the Twitter world stopped for us.
Yeah, it looks like. Let me post it in something that.
I'm trying to get you on so that I can see the whole thing, but I see you, but I can't see what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah, it makes it really hard to be on the same device. Lizzie's using her phone because the camera on it is the best, or at least that's what we were told. We'll see. But at any rate, something I was talking to you about earlier, and I don't know if you saw this or not, was let's see where. There it is. So this is somewhere else's. I think this is Indian TV, but they have this thing, the monkeys got loose in Thailand. And they were fighting over bananas. They got completely out of the zoo, and they're like running loose in the street trying to get food.
Can you imagine?
Because the virus, I guess everybody there is under the virus, like just like we are, except doing a lot worse. Globally, this thing has been really devastating, and we've been really lucky. I mean, so far, so good. We'll see what happens. But when I bought the beer, no kidding.
Talk about beer.
The girl at the liquor store I asked her what she thought of the zombie apocalypse, and she looked like she was freaked out. I mean, really afraid.
As long as we drink beer, we'll be fine. So let's keep drinking. This is my advice to all our friends. Don't panic. Just as long as you can get beer instead of toilet paper, we're fine. You can always have other methods. We can. Oh, this is funny. Seriously. Remember I told you yesterday that I had purchased toilet paper?
Yes.
Since we're going there. Guess what they send me? Paper towels. They ran out of toilet paper and they sent me a case load of paper towels.
Cool. Huge.
Well, we can cut them. You know, we can get creative. As long as we got the beer, we can cut the paper towels and use them into little squares. That's what, those are the things they do in Cuba. Okay. So I'm just giving tips to those that get paper towels instead of toilet paper when you order on Amazon. Anyway, Amazon has no more toilet paper. So that's why they sent me the paper towels. So this is getting third world country already.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the stuff. You know, really, ultimately, though, the whole thing with this is I don't understand how a brand literally got. I guess it was one of the myths that Corona beer won some kind of lottery with the deep state so that it would get named after them.
So, okay. Maybe we should play the lottery and maybe we get lucky and then we can move somewhere else other than the United States or who knows where, maybe Timbuktu. And
yeah. Well, Timbuktu seems to be having a virus too. Did you see the maps for the entire world?
Yes, I saw it. It's pretty exciting. Like there's no place to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Out to the middle of Wyoming in Montana where there's no people, just a bunch of doomsday preppers really that'll shoot you on sight. But
let me tell you, can you imagine all those people that had those bunkers and they started storing the food away and putting things away? Now I wish I had done something like that. We should have thought of that first.
Why? Because we wouldn't have internet and we wouldn't be doing this.
That's true. And this is so much fun. And I'm really liking it, especially now that we turn to drinking on Saturdays.
Yes. Well,
and we do it double. You see?
Yeah. And, you know, if it continues, we can start drinking tomorrow. We can start drinking during the day. You know, what's really, what's really funny is, you know, nothing has been mandated to be closed. So I'm imagining the liquor store is going to stay open with the grocery store.
Look, as long as the liquor store stays open in your state and in Florida here in Miami, and we're both doing good, we can continue going doing this podcast as long as we physically can without being too drunk. And all is good. It's really good.
Florida Loudmouth Man says Miami Beach.
He lives in Miami. He is my friend. I guess he wants me to go get the Corona. Tell him I say hello. He's dying for me to go for coffee with him. I still haven't said yes, of course. So he keeps, now he's inviting me for beer, I guess. No, this is staying put. We need to maintain 6 feet, you said, trip yesterday, away from people.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many miles do we have between us?
About 2,500, I think.
So we're going to be safe for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of Connecticut. Literally in the middle of Connecticut. Hey, has Miami had anybody with COVID yet?
Yeah, some people have had. There's a few cases, yes. Not tons of them, but there's, I don't know how many, but there's a few.
I was chatting with my next door neighbor via text and she's got teenagers and she, I can't imagine trying to explain invisible things that are going to harm you to an adult, let alone a teenager. And really, when, you know, I was having trouble with my mom today too, explaining that you don't know who that other person is, and you got to stay away from all people. The other side of it is when we get into this, and it's going to get much harder, literally, because the population, as it starts getting tested, there's going to be people that are going to walk around that test positive and will infect you. So until we get around this curve, the one thing that I would suggest you do is go out to Amazon and get a suit. We haven't got any kind of commission thing, or I'm not telling you to buy shit because I get a bump out of it, because that's what most of the YouTube community seems to do. Oh, I'm going to recommend this. This is the best dang thing I ever seen before, because I get a dollar if you go on to Amazon and buy it.
We're not doing that. You always give me recommendations and it's totally free. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Because we're real friends. That's the difference.
So Amazon isn't out of these things yet. Let me pull this up. What you want to get is a solid material suit of some sort. The reason is
like a bunny suit.
Yeah, like a bunny suit.
With ears and all, but with the mask on.
Well, you don't want to wear a furry suit. because the furry suit will be kind of hard to clean. True. But the thing that you can count on is when you go out into public, this stuff that is floating in the air is going to get on your clothes. So
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
So when you go outside, when you go outside and you do need to shop or whatever, and you're going to encounter other people for some time, we're going to drag this shit into our houses and infect ourselves.
Oh, no.
So what you do to get around that is wear some kind of protective clothing and not a mask like this. These masks are okay. These masks are made to keep the person wearing it from infecting somebody else, not protecting you.
All right.
So if you're both wearing a mask, does it protect you? Kind of, maybe, but
a little bit.
This virus actually will attach to the air around it and cling to anything it can. So in essence, what we will end up doing is some of us will get it on our clothes and then infect ourselves later.
I'm depressed. So
what you do is wear get a suit on Amazon while you can.
What kind of suit, Trip? Please explain. Not a bunny suit, we know already.
No, this is a disposable coverall. I wouldn't get a disposable. I'd get the kind that you could throw in the washer so that you can wash it off with a little bit of bleach in the water to kill it.
Oh my God. Do you know that bleach is hard to find too now?
Yeah. Oh, good thing I got a gallon.
I have one too, but
it's don't crazy drink stuff. It.
No, we toast by the end of the show. We won't know what we're saying, right? We better be careful. Well,
that's the idea. Let's see if anybody is on. Anybody said anything on
Twitter?
Yeah, or YouTube.
It's Saturday. Yeah, probably all those crazy people are in the streets. We're the only normal ones. Okay.
Yeah, nobody said anything in the chat on YouTube. Let me check Facebook. And Facebook doesn't seem to have...
That's strange.
Anything.
All we have is the Floridian. Thank God for him.
Yeah, thank God for him. I don't know. Yeah, nobody's on Facebook. And let me. Yeah, beer. Yeah, and we got 4 viewers over on Twitter.
Okay, that happened yesterday, remember? And by the end of the night, boom.
Yeah, well, it's not, I don't
We're
really care.
Don't worry, I'll get here.
Yeah. I don't really care about the numbers. I really don't.
No, we're having fun.
Yeah, we are having fun.
All day long.
Yeah.
Don't tell.
Yeah, well, I making up graphics and stuff. I signed up for a podcast today. I never did that before. And last night, I converted into audio and uploaded my first podcast.
There you go. And hopefully next week, I'm going to be getting a good light and I'm going to get like a small tripod so that I don't have the gadget that I got going on here. And little by little, Trip is going to teach me how to do this from afar. We're going to become experts. I'm going to become an expert. You're already an expert, okay? Sorry, but
I don't know about it being an expert, but I did build an okay rig that seems to work okay.
Exactly.
I really like OBS. This thing seems to do literally everything or anything that I want it to do, which is really, really cool.
A lot of people. We should be happy. And it'll happen again.
Yeah, well, no, it's not about that. You're you moved, and you're not framed in anymore.
Okay.
There we go.
Now?
Yeah, back up. There you go. Yeah, what happened is Lizzie's using her phone, and it makes it really kind of hard to frame her in.
No, not only that, today I can't see myself, what I'm doing. So I don't even know how this whole thing is looking. Like yesterday, I had more of an idea, but today this is like even more solo than yesterday. This is like a scary moment, but we're not scared. If Corona doesn't get us, this is not going to scare us. We don't scare easy.
Well, what we could do is we could hook a camera up to your computer. Yeah. Hook a camera up to your to your computer and use it to broadcast. Yeah. Did you ever figure out how to log into it?
I never got the camera, remember? I got the laptop, but not the camera.
Did you figure out how to log into the laptop?
No, we stopped because we figured this was going to be better, but we got to give it time. We got to see the tripod and the light. And see, people are seeing just this show. They don't know all the behind the scenes stuff. Yes, this is not national TV, but there's some things involved in this, and you should see Trip's home. Yeah.
Mm. Well, thanks. What do you mean?
Well, my mess. I haven't seen it.
The mess all over the place.
No, that you have all professional equipment around you, and you know what you're doing. And
yeah, right. I fake it really well.
At one point, it was a different type of business. It was wedding photography, and I knew what I was doing. And
I thought you were going to say pole dancing or something. Good
no,
thing.
I haven't developed that skill yet. maybe we can work on that.
Okay.
I'll take you to lessons while the coronavirus is going on. We could do something productive with my time. No.
So Trump plague is trending on Twitter.
Yes. You know that he got tested and it's negative, even though he was exposed. He's our superhero, isn't he?
Well, Nancy Pelosi is in Trump plague. House passes bipartisan coronavirus relief bill.
Yeah, they did. You know what I was thinking? All the time that they wasted with not signing the healthcare bill and all the things that they could have been doing instead of wasting all that money on trying to impeach Trump. And look now how we need better healthcare, more beds, testing. We should have been trying to move instead of doing business with China, having people in the United States, our doctors, actually be the ones taking care of our health and not depending on the test from all the places like China. And they're such losers. They want to win.
You mean all politicians? And I'd say, by the way, it's all politicians. It's not one party. It's anybody that has the word incumbent, meaning, let's talk about political experience real quick. Political experience means that they've been able to be reelected and not go to jail. That is the mark of political experience. And the ones that have lots of experience mean that they've gone for like 4 terms, 6 terms, 20 terms, 60 years of not going to jail. And they deserve to. Every single one of them that's been there more than twice, they don't need to be there anymore. So don't be fooled that by the name brand. This, we're drinking name brand beer tonight because in honor of our virus.
And our name is the show.
Yeah, why did they name it Corona anyway? Do you have any idea?
I guess I figured we needed to get drunk to put up with this mess.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah. I think we're the antidote to the coronavirus. You and me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just named us that.
Yeah. Throw this over to Fish. Fish is one of my people that I hang out with on Twitter in a group.
I want you to give me all the names or put out in a tweet all the names of all the places that we're being heard right now, because I don't think that people on Twitter are aware of it. And you do know where you're putting them. So it would be nice for them to know.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I know that you're putting it in YouTube and other places. So I would think that the people would want to know where else this is being played.
Oh, yeah. Well, I broadcast on Twitch, which is Gamers.
There you go.
I broadcast on Facebook, Periscope, which is Twitter, and YouTube. And by going on YouTube, it automatically kicks over to Library, which is... Library is a decentralized video platform that you can't erase, because I said some things on YouTube a couple times and they took my video away and I don't really care.
So you're radical. You're a radical.
What? I'm a radical?
I don't know. You're outspoken like me. You say what you feel. You do what you want to do.
I think artistic people do that.
They don't follow the norm, I guess.
You're not allowed to say that anymore.
Well, I'm saying it.
That's a banned word. The PC police will come and get us. They'll round us up and blow coronavirus in our faces.
On both of us? Well, they got to get me in Miami and you where you're at. So they have a big mission. And besides,
I think that this is the end of Antifa. I mean, this is the end. This is the end of all of that stuff, because you can't get near anybody else.
No, they can't even go outside. They probably don't even have money to buy the Corona beer. See, we do. You're a little quiet. I think the drinks are affecting us.
No.
No.
No, I was looking at... Sorry, I was looking at YouTube or Twitter and seeing if there was anything going on.
I can see it.
But, the internet thing, of all the crap that's been going on.
you told me to open mine. I have mine too, okay? But see, I did mine. See, I follow instructions. I'm drinking out of two at the same time.
It's
Saturday night. It's over 21 night.
Yeah, so it's Saturday night and we're doing this instead
Saturday
of
Saturday Night Live with Tripp and Lizzie.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Twitch and Facebook.
Have you ever looked at Saturday Night Live? I mean, in years?
Yes, I have.
You have? What'd you think?
Once in a while, when I would change the channel and I see something funny, I laugh at it and then turn it back to Fox. What I haven't seen in years, not even to compare notes, is CNN. I don't even want to know what they got to say.
Oh, I every once in a while, because I don't have Comcast anymore. I fired them.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't have TV.
That's not good.
I've got over-the-air TV, and I've got internet TV. So
yeah, you told me.
So I watch Pluto, which Pluto has BBC and Fox. It has BBC and CNN and this really righty or lefty thing. And I can't remember. It's called Breezy or something. But I haven't.
Breezy? Breezy?
No. I haven't. I don't really watch Fox, and I don't miss it. I see it over at my mom's house, and I'll tell you, I get so tired of
the same.
Yeah,
same
the same crap over and over again. Hey, Lizzie, you need to sit back because you're like one off frame. Cool. Just stay back.
This thing. Hold on, sweetie. Hold on. We have this rigged. I'm still sideways.
No, you're fine. You're just your image is really big. No, that's fine. But
we'll figure this out. Excuses, Twitter world, and all the others. My side is the one that's not professionally done, but it will be soon.
It says running out of time. This meeting will end in 10 minutes. Upgrade now to remove the 40-minute time limit.
Oh no! Just when I'm having fun? Are you kidding me? I'm having fun.
It says, I see. We were live for 30 minutes. Wow.
It seems like 10 minutes, right? 10 flies when you're having fun?
Yeah. Well, we can stop the meeting. And
come back?
Yeah, and come back if you want.
Up to you.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Why don't you do this? I'm not going to... I'll leave the stream running. So why don't you leave?
Okay, and pray to God that I can come back in.
Yeah, pray to
That's
God.
That's the problem. They don't know what we go through, the tests we do.
Yeah. So you do that. You do that, and I'll close the meeting off. And
I'm having anxiety.
Yeah. Well, What I want you to do is go out to Twitter real quick and share this a couple times and then come back.
Come back to you?
Yeah. And I will try to be entertaining on my own. I know that I've got...
You made me laugh. That's not so much fun all alone.
Yeah, well, I've been doing the all alone thing for quite a while.
Time.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah.
Well, I could do a repeat of that coronavirus warning in the map thing because
log out?
Yeah, I'll boot you out. How's that? And then
you're gonna boot me out? What?
Yeah, I gotta close Zoom.
In case. Oh, I'll pray. You help me. We'll go through this together.
Yeah, and
we'll come back.
Yep, and we'll end the meeting for all. Bye, Lizzie. And I'm back. And in case you didn't know this, I'm going to look over here because I really need to get her set to come back in. Of course, it's not over there. It's on the other monitor. And at any rate, in case you didn't know about this, there was a thing running around on the internet, which is a fake coronavirus infection map. There's a really cool one that you can get on from John Hopkins' website. This fake map is an executable that you actually, it's only Windows. It's an executable, but the executable has this payload that literally will steal all of your passwords. Goes through your cookies to see where you've been. It does a wide variety of things. The interesting thing about this, though, is the reporter of this is some company that's in seems to be in Manhattan, and I didn't really look at it really that deep, but it's kind of fishy who reported this thing. But I got it off the Hacker News, which, you know, for the most part, I do trust what they have to say. Most of the time, they're decent in the reporting or rewriting of existing reports by somebody else, because that's basically what they do. They're based out of India, and they just rewrite other alerts that are coming in from not the most recent trends. The way the internet works, and now we got to wait for her. The way the internet works, for the reporting section, if you're really interested in the security realm, is that there's a group of people that work on what are called the Internet Detection Systems, or IDS. This group of people communicate in between each other when they find new threats, and they find the unique part of the threat in what's called a string, or a piece of the code that's used in the threat, and they use that. That gets shipped around. The threat analysis is made. Somebody does the research of what the payload is, and on and on in this system. Basically, this gets turned into a news story that most people don't read, and never gets reported on, like the USB thing. I can't tell you how many people I've told this to, and I talked about it on my show once, a couple times, which is when you have a Windows-based machine, you plug a USB device in it. Windows, the way it works, is it reads that device, grabs the ID, and stores it to the registry. And if it wasn't in the registry, Windows automatically, ever since some service pack during Windows 7 and 10 was out, ever since then, they also send a copy of that registry data, the serial number of the device, up to Microsoft's web server. So they have a record of when a USB device gets plugged into any computer or cell phone or any other thing that you plug in to, via USB. That's just the way it works. And, you know, the surveillance state, I'm just sick of. I'm sick of all of these guys tracking what we do. And that's part of the reason that, you know, I believe that, you know, this coronavirus thing, and why so many people were on edge already, had to do more with the, you know, the realization that every move that they make is being tracked by major corporations and the government. Look, it's the major corporations. It's not the government, because the government doesn't say anything about the data it uses, for the most part. I mean, you know, there's third parties that get involved in this, meaning that these are private corporations. And there was a group of bots that I was researching, and for turning in the bots, some lady in Seattle, or in Washington State, I think, got a visit from the FBI because she was reporting the bots on Twitter, talking about using our federal authorities wrongly. And that really happened, by the way. You know, the idea that we have all these companies that have the power using the government to really uphold their crap, like the copyright system, for example. You know, I don't know how many of you guys are out in the West that are watching this, but one of the things that you got to understand about the copyright laws is the copyright laws themselves have changed dramatically over the last 6 or 10 years, to the point that if you have a piece of machinery, you're no longer allowed to make parts for the machine. You have to buy the part from the manufacturer because you violate the copyright of the machine part. And some guy lost his farm, major farmer, because literally, I'm going to send Lizzie a message. Hey, you coming back? Coming back? But, you know, there was a guy that was out in Nebraska, I think, that ended up getting charged criminally for making parts for his tractor, which is totally disgusting. By the way, if you're not already following the EFF, whoa, I got the suit on still. Let me pull up the EFF.org. You know, if you're not already part of the frontier, let me get my second, thing off. If you're not a member of the EFF, you really should be. The EFF is long-standing defending the Digital Privacy and Free Speech Initiative. They are activists and lawyers that question every time that the government decides to do. I mean, one of the things that I saw on the news was the at the border was that the border agents were collecting DNA from the illegals that were coming across the border. And, you know, in theory, anytime the government does something, anytime the government does any action, they're going to use it somewhere else. Whoops, I'm sorry, I hit the wrong thing, and now I've got the monkeys back. Why do I have the monkeys back? At any rate, Lizzie wants me to send her the thing again. There we go. At any rate, the EFF stands for all of us. So we'll see what happens with Lizzie coming back in. And she didn't come back in yet. I can't get in. I don't know what to tell you, Lizzie. We'll try it one more time. Tell her to come back in. Yeah. Well, maybe that's a lesson for the end of the day. I'm Trip. Lizzie had fun. But we're going to have to upgrade this or find another method of communication between her and I at some point. At any rate, hey, you guys have a great night. I had a lot of fun. And we'll see you tomorrow at, let's see, Sunday night, 9:30, same thing, zombie apocalypse, and I'll come up with some other silly thing that's going on the internet. There's tons of it, and, you know, the people that are getting into fights now over useless crap that they don't need is not funny at all. At any rate, you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.